dog lovers and people looking to train their dogs. This is Nick Fabiziak. I'm the owner and founder of Dharma Dog Services in Vancouver. I'm a dog canine behavior therapist. Now, this is my first podcast, so I am letting you know right now that this is going to be rough. Get it? Pardon the pun. Anyways, so here's the deal. I'm going to have a series of weekly podcasts with dog training advice. Send in your questions. I will hopefully have some subject matter to cover. And we can kind of take it from there. We'll be pretty casual about it. I'm super excited to hear some of these questions. There's probably not too many I haven't seen before. And I'm hoping I can teach you something about your dog. So let's get started. So we're going to start this podcast by focusing on one of the fundamentals of dogs, and that's how to feed them. Yep, seems pretty silly. However, 90% of, actually, I just made that number up. I don't know how much percent. Look, I've worked with thousands of people now, and I haven't actually tracked, and you know what? Now that I think of it, I should be tracking. But the thing is, this is a very common mistake, and I see it often across the board. So people often think feeding your dog is very easy, or they do things like tell the dog, tell the dog to wait. That's great. That's all good stuff. But there is a fundamental way to do it that will help your dog when it comes down to things like recall, or again, eliminating one of the duties or instinctive duties that a dog may take on. Now, sourcing food is really important. It's obviously a survival mechanism. So what we really want to establish from a very young age is that when that food is put down from you to feed your dog, that they eat. Now, as puppies, dogs can be distracted. Dogs with anxieties may refuse to eat unless you're around. So that takes a little guess and testing. You know, you're going to have to figure out where they feel comfortable receiving their food. Often people feed their dogs in a very public area of their house, so there's a lot of foot traffic, which can cause nervousness as well, or distraction. So you can often try to find a smaller, quieter corner for them, something that can give them the safety to know that they can eat in peace. Now, the big thing we want to focus on, though, is when that dog has been called to eat their food. Now, if you don't have a dog that rushes to eat, because some of them do, and again, you're going to want to establish a nice weight and get them to be calm and understand that you control it. But the big thing is, do they leave food in the bowl? Now, instinctively, a lot of times dogs will leave food in the bowl just in case. It's an emergency snack they can go back to. We want to take that option away from them. If there's food left in the bowl after 10 minutes or so, I'd recommend taking away the food. You can try feeding them again an hour later and repeat the cycle. Oftentimes, what you'll find in severe behavior kind of situations that I deal with is that dogs will not eat that food. They will literally hold out on a hunger strike for days. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. But eventually dogs will give in. Now, if they're not going in to go and eat, you have to be very cautious, as that could be something a little bit more severe, and we can go touch on that in the next segment here. But again, give your dog 10 minutes to eat. If they don't take the food, take it away, repeat the cycle. So we are back. I just realized it's St. Patrick's Day, and I'm here recording a podcast for y'all. Now, I happen to be a little bit under the weather, so I figured I can take care of some business, and here we go. So you know what? I wish y'all a very lucky year, and it's the year of the dog, so that's double lucky today. And the lucky thing is I'm starting my podcast, I guess, right? No? Bad self-promotion? I don't know. Anyways, okay, so we've talked about the food, essentially how to feed your dog, take away the bowl. Again, just create that understanding that you are the provider of their nourishment. Now, another easy thing to start adjusting and adding to your day-to-day life is it has to do with food, guys. So easy. It is so easy. Have food in your pockets. Done. Your dog walks up to you after you've called it inside the house in a calm environment. Oh, he gets a treat. Don't ask him to sit. Don't ask him to do a trick. He came to you. Or she came to you. That's reward in itself. That's amazing. Boom, drop that cookie on the floor. That's what you get for following me into this kitchen because I called you to. again, you really, really want to just reinforce the positive rewards that come from listening to you or just understanding that you are the caretaker. Now, there are further problems that can arise with certain dogs if you start to often have food in your pockets. But again, it's a piece by piece. It's a puzzle. So this is important, though. I do highly encourage you all to, at least if you haven't done this in your dog's life, start doing it. Watch what happens. That dog will come pretty darn quickly, especially now that you're taking away the food and he has to, or he or she has to start feeding when you tell them to. Again, super easy. Do yourself a favor. Start that now. Next week, what we're going to discuss is basically how to deal with the consequence thereof of always offering your dog food as well. So again, this is a piece-by-piece podcast. I'm not going to give it all away today. This is my first time. I'll probably be way better organized going forward. Send in your questions. I can kind of jump topics here or there. But again, thank you for listening. I'm hoping to do this every week. I'm Nick Fabiziak, owner of Dharma Dog. Have yourself a happy St. Patrick's Day and talk to you all soon.